Chapter 9. Voices from the Past. Again and again in his work, he visited people and places from his memory. Now the past was calling to him in his life too. While Dickens worked, he usually went for long walks. These walks often took him near places from his past. In fact, for Dickens, the past was never far away. Again and again in his stories, he visited people and places from his memory. Now the past was calling to him in his life too. First, he saw Gad's Hill Place. Remembering his father's words from years before, he decided to buy the house. Soon after this, a letter arrived on his desk. It was another voice from the past. His first love, Maria Beadnell. She did not return his love when he was a young man, but now she was writing to him. In his warm reply, Dickens wrote of the happiness that he remembered with Maria. His letter even spoke about the Maria character in David Copperfield, Dora Spenlow. Maria wrote that she was a different woman now. In her own words, she was fat, old and ugly. But memories were too strong for Dickens. He wanted to meet her. To his surprise, Maria's description of herself was true. She still acted in the same way, but now she seemed sad and silly to Dickens. He left the meeting early and did not reply to Maria's letters. But he did unkindly put a character similar to Maria in a novel again. Flora Finching in Little Dorrit is a sad and silly character. Dickens began his next novel in these unhappy conditions. It is no surprise that his past plays a large part in the book. In Bleak House, he attacked the law courts, and in Hard Times, he attacked work conditions in factories and mills. Now, in Little Dorrit, he chose to attack a different part of English life, prisons. But this subject was more personal for Dickens. When he wrote the story of Amy Dorrit and her father, he was remembering his own father's time in a debtor's prison. The character William Dorrit is in the same prison as Dickens' father, Marshalsea. Of course, the book describes conditions in the prison very clearly because Dickens remembered the place well. But the character of William Dorrit is very different from David Copperfield's friend Wilkins Micawber. Micawber was like Dickens' father in many ways, but Dorrit is a much sadder character. This shy, friendly man has been in Marshalsea Prison for 25 long years. He calls himself the Father of Marshalsea. Perhaps Dickens' memories of his father were changed by his death. There is not much in the sad character of William Dorrit that readers can find amusing. Great Dickens characters. Amy Dorrit. William Dorrit's daughter Amy, the little Dorrit of the book's title, pays the greatest price for her father's debt. She was born in Marshalsea Prison and lives there with the rest of the Dorrit family. At the age of 13, Amy knows that her father is a broken man. She knows, too, that he cannot be a good father to his children. Amy is the oldest of the three Dorrit children, and she is the head of the family. Dickens describes Amy's life as a different prison. The success of Little Dorrit paid for Gad's Hill Place in 1856. Dickens returned to his interest in the theatre, working on a play for the theatre with his friend, the writer Wilkie Collins. Dickens acted in the play, and Georgina Hogarth and a few of Dickens' children did too. Dickens loved acting again, and the play was a great success. Queen Victoria even asked Dickens and the other actors to bring the play to Buckingham Palace, but Dickens refused. He did not want the Queen to see his children acting except on a professional stage. So the Queen came to see the play at the theatre. She wanted to meet Dickens after the play, but he refused again. This time it was because he was wearing unsuitable stage clothes. Queen Victoria was not angry and later thanked Dickens for the play in a warm letter. After the play's first success, Dickens had bigger plans for it. He took it to Manchester and employed professional actresses. One of these was Frances Ternan, and her two daughters, Maria and Ellen, were actresses too. Maria Ternan had the main female part in the play, but Dickens was most interested in Ellen. She became the last great love of his life. Dickens was 45. He was married, unhappily, and he had a large family. Ellen was only 18, the same age as Dickens' daughter Kate. This did not matter to Dickens. His love for Ellen was deep. When Catherine learned about Dickens' feelings, her discovery brought their marriage to an end. It is impossible to know Dickens' true feelings for Ellen. Why did he love this young woman? Was the past calling him again? Ellen was only 1 year older than Mary Hogarth when she died in Dickens' arms many years before. Dickens started to say that Catherine was not a good mother. This was not true, but perhaps he believed it. In his opinion, the girls changed when they were with her. Catherine was very angry, and in May 1858, she moved out of the family home. Their oldest son, Charlie, went with her, but the other children stayed with their father. Catherine's sister, Georgina, also stayed with Dickens. She lived with him until he died. Catherine lived alone for the rest of her life. Unkindly, Dickens wrote, "I want to forgive her and forget her." Years later, their daughter Kate defended their mother and saw more and more of her. When Catherine was dying in 1879, 9 years after her husband's death, she gave Kate all Charles's letters to her. She asked Kate to give them to the nation. Catherine wanted the world to know that he loved her.